We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joanna Dobin, our guest on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, thinking back to her days as the press secretary for then-Pittsburgh Mayor Luke Ravenstahl, and she is the founder and CEO of Primo Consultants. Crisis management is one of your expertise. Joanna, strange days. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Joanna. Thank you for joining us.
You reached out to me yesterday.
I remember. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, during the G20 summit, you have to remember, we woke up in a shock. The city was blanketed. For 2 weeks, there weren't enough snow plows, right? So people couldn't get anywhere. We had the National Guard actually delivering medication to seniors. Right now, there's not enough ventilators in our country. So there's a lot of similarities and communicating very clearly to the public right now of just how severe this is critical.
Well, we've kind of got that sense from the president on down to local officials, including certainly the mayor. And you reached out yesterday, Joanna. You had a client. You said testing has been a big issue, getting enough tests out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's what I know from my inside information. So we're seeing every day, we're watching the news, and in Pennsylvania, we're not seeing a steep rise in people who have it, right? We heard there was one death yesterday, and Governor Wolf gave a message address saying, you have to stay home, you know, businesses have to close, right? But we're not understanding what's changed. What has changed? And what's changed is that we don't know how many people have it because we don't have the capability to test them. So my client, MedHealth Services, they basically do diagnostic testing in three states. And they can right now run 1,000 COVID-19 tests per day, 1,000. So they're ready to go. So they work with nursing homes. They're in 50 nursing homes, and they're ready to go very carefully swab seniors. The problem is that swab, it looks like a cotton swab. No one has them. So the largest institutions we have here, UPMC, Highmark, they're barely running tests too because they don't have the swabs. So what the truth is that we know it's spreading because we know the epidemiology of the disease from other states, right, and from Italy, but we can't test. So the message should be not please stay home or you should stay home. It should be you must stay home.
Yeah, people must stay home. Well, the state government said earlier in the week, stay calm, stay home, stay safe. And a lot of hospitals, they mentioned as well that they expect between 40% and 60% of the population to contract the virus. A lot of those folks would end up in the hospitals, meaning that the supplies, if they're not already running low on supplies, they will run low very quickly. I heard rumors that the shortages obviously increase people's risk of exposure, also increase the risk of medical professionals contracting the disease or the virus as well, because I heard some of them are actually reusing their masks, which is not a good thing.
Bad. That's a great point, Kevin. I think the price of sugarcoating the impact of not staying home is making some people still go to the store. I mean, my mom herself was going to the grocery store yesterday. I said, why? She's 60, about 65. Why? She has everything she needs. But right now, in the entire United States, we have 160,000 ventilators. It's estimated we'll need 1 million.
Yes.
states.
So what do we do?
Each other to get them. Well, you saw Respironics this morning or yesterday actually put out a clarion call for workers to answer the Department of Defense's order to build more equipment. So this is going to be Western Pennsylvania making its own equipment to save lives here. I mean, we built our people here. We're hardy. You know, we built the Empire State Building with our steel. We can do it. But we need our leaders to give us these clarion calls. During times of crisis, the people need very clear direction.
Yeah, I think the businesses in our region will adapt. And yesterday, Larry, I said, you know, with our health system here, we have such a good health system that the folks here will probably be on the forefront of finding a vaccine or something that'll help out. I'm sure our industry officials or our industry leaders will do the same as well.
Go ahead, Larry.
Where do we get these swabs? I mean, that seems like the immediate thing that could help tremendously.
So there's some good news. I talked to my client this morning. So they have 500 coming on Monday, and then 5,000 by, I think, April 1st. So they're starting to come, but we need tens of thousands, right? Hundreds of thousands. So they're starting to come. They're on the phone with global supply chains trying to get these swabs, but everybody wants them at once. It's just like when a snowstorm blankets a city, which would happen in 2009. Everybody needs the same resource, right? The snowplow. So everybody in the world needs the same resource at one time. Hmm. Imagine that. You know, one funny stat is so if you think of knowing, who knows somebody over 80? Your entire audience right now is raising their hand. They might be 80. If they get this virus, it's estimated that nearly 15% of this population will die, okay? Those stats are chilling, and the government doesn't really want to say them out loud too much because they don't want to scare people, but I think right now people need to know these facts in order to rally. We have to rally.
And your client, once they get the swabs, they can help test and protect the most vulnerable population, correct?
Their goal is the funny thing is they're not really making money off of this. So the reimbursement thing is they're going to break even, but it's a public duty for them to do this because they can. So they have the lab to run 1,000 tests per day, okay? And they have the reagent to do that as well. So once they get these swabs, they're going to be safely going to the nursing homes to do this. So they're not even going to go inside the nursing homes. They're going to have nursing home staff do the swab and hand them the swab outside because you have to be very careful there.
Yeah, it sounds, I can sense in your voice, Joanna, you want to really reiterate what everybody's been telling us, but some people have been ignoring, is that stay at home is critical.
Well, I mean, in 2019, 600,000 people about died of cancer, okay? It's estimated right now that it's looking like 60% of the population in the U.S. will contract this virus. With a 1% rate of mortality, that means 1.5 million people could die. So, again, the please stay home, we want you to close down. There's a reason why the governor shifted his messages last night to, if you don't do this, we're going to fine you. Mm-hmm. The risk of waiting to say that until yesterday was that we had about a 10-day period here where there was no testing really at all, and people were running to the store quite often, and you have to, right? But there were people going to the store that shouldn't have gone, you know, 50-year-old people, 60-year-old people, people who, you know, have asthma. So we have to, all of us have to do our part to carry these statistics, because in crisis communications, telling these numbers and telling these stories, that's what sinks into people's minds.
Joanna Dovin from Primo Consultants, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the message.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.